From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Lily Oppenheimer. A court ruled for the first time this week that Missouri law bars employment discrimination based on a failure to conform to gender stereotypes. Dan Margulies has more.
While Missouri does not prohibit discrimination based on sexual orientation, the Missouri Court of Appeals in St. Louis found that stereotyping can be evidence of sex discrimination, which state law does prohibit. Tony Rothard is legal director of the ACLU Missouri.
The first time a Missouri court has explicitly said that sex stereotyping discrimination constitutes sex discrimination under Missouri law.
The case arose when a state employee who was gay claimed his employer treated him differently because his behavior did not conform to male stereotypes held by the employer. The Missouri Human Rights Commission had dismissed the case because it said it had no authority to decide claims based on sexual orientation. In Kansas City, I'm Dan Margulies.
Several journalism organizations have signed a letter to a St. Louis mayor expressing concern about the arrests of reporters covering protests sparked by the September acquittal of a white former police officer in the 2011 killing of a black suspect. The Committee to Protect Journalists sent the letter Tuesday to Mayor Lida Crewson, pointing out that at least 10 journalists have been arrested while covering the protests and 6 reported police used excessive force, like pepper spray to the face. It was signed by 17 other media advocacy groups. There's some good news and some bad news for Missourians purchasing marketplace health care plans under the Affordable Care Act for the coming year. Dan Margulies reports.
First, the good news. Those eligible for premium subsidies will see no increase in their premiums. In fact, a 40-year-old non-smoker earning $30,000 a year will see a 2.7% reduction to $201 a month. Now the bad news. Those not eligible for subsidies will see premium increases as high as 50% for the benchmark Silver plan. That's according to an analysis by the St. Louis University Center for Health Law Studies. One reason for the big jumps in premiums was uncertainty over whether the federal government would continue to pay subsidies, lowering the amounts consumers pay for out-of-pocket costs. Earlier this month, President Trump said he would scrap the subsidies. Open enrollment for 2018 begins November 1 and ends December 15th. In Kansas City, I'm Dan Margulies.
MU's Greek students feel, quote, like the university is out to get us, and the Office of Greek Life is not providing the necessary support their chapters need, according to a report from an outside consulting firm released Thursday. The Dyad Strategies report gave a scathing review of the Greek Life office, concluding that it is facing a lack of purpose and direction, the result of a former director telling employees to scale back services to the bare minimum. It also focused on the Greek system itself, which MU has recently cracked down on. It recommended MU remove all freshmen from fraternity houses to improve student safety and academic performance. I'm Lily Oppenheimer, KBIA News, Columbia.